spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
With us. We're going to be joined in just one moment by Tom Renz. He's the attorney. Tom Renz will be joined later by Dr. Andy Woods with a prophecy update. Tom Renz has breaking news today. This is exactly what we've been telling you guys. And now we have a Department of Defense document to prove it. See, the government, shocker, 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 has been lying to you. And people, of course, out there who are either part of this great big humongous conspiracy, and that's what it is. A conspiracy involves two or more people conspiring to do something illegal or unethical. And in this great big conspiracy, they have been telling us that we're nuts, we're crazy, we're out to lunch, we're lying. Reality is, that is what you call psychological projection. They are putting onto us what they do. They are the liars. Many of these people are debased. They are debased, darkened-hearted fools. They're dangerous. Many of them are communist, Marxist. Many of them, I would say, are neo-Nazis. The word neo is means new. They are neo-Nazis in that they are a new kind of Nazi. They don't run around with SS logos, but they embrace the same ideology as the Nazi Party of Germany. And sadly, they have penetrated many of the both parties. In fact, I would say most of all, your Democrats are Marxist, and many of your Republicans are fascist. Many of your Republicans are fascist. They're globalist. They're radical environmentalist. Many of them. Reality is, I'll get into this another show. Many of the Nazis, when they came over here, penetrated the Republican Party, by the way. And you want to know why a lot of these rhinos run around acting like Nazis? Because there's a deep Nazi ideology that runs with some of these people in the Republican Party. And I can prove that historically. You ought to read the books by Edwin Black. Edwin Black actually talks about this. We know that Operation Paperclip grabbed a bunch of the Nazis and brought them here to America to work on in our defense and space fields. We know that some of them reportedly penetrated the Republican Party, penetrated our intelligence arena. They were being used, and our government knew they were here, knew some of them had committed war crimes and were covering for them right here. So again, don't be confused by the left-right scenario. They want you to believe in the left-right scenario. And to a degree, there is a left-right scenario, but reality is a lot of these people are working together. Many of these people on the right are not on the right, if you mean by right, conservative, traditionalist, constitutionalist. They have put on the uniform of the people on the right, but they have no interest in the ideals of America, our values, our constitutional republic, the rule of law, the laws of nature, nature's God. So there's a lot going on. It gets confusing. But now we have proof that our Department of Defense, a document stamped with their logo, proving exactly what Tom Renz and the rest of us have been saying for months and months and months. Breaking news today with Tom Renz, and then we'll go to Andy Woods. Attorney Tom Renz, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
All right, so
I've got this screenshot, Logan. I don't know if everybody can see this or not. Nope, you can't see it because we didn't plug it in. But we need to get that plugged in, Logan, so people can see this. But tell me what this document is while we get it plugged in so you can – oh, he can see it. How can you see it without my computer being plugged in? Wow, that's fascinating. New technology or what? That's scary. He's actually showing the screen on the camera without having plugged it in like I've been used to for a long, 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 long time. I don't know how this boy does this stuff. How you do this stuff? He's brilliant. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. I have no idea what he's doing. It's kabuki. So there it is. I'm showing the screenshot of it right now. What does this mean, Tom? What is this we're looking at?
Okay, so when we did our big whistleblower presentation last weekend, which you can find on rens-law.com, we talked about the fact that the FDA had stated in their leaked presentation that they were going to monitor the safety of these vaccines through monitoring the Center for Medicare Services servers, because it's a very good complete record and it's a good way for them to know what's going on. And they said in that thing that they were going, that presentation, that they were going to monitor it on, you know, a regular basis, like roughly weekly. Well, that makes really good sense. and is now apparently confirmed here, because we've got this presentation that says effectiveness of vaccines against Delta weekly update as of September 28th, right?
Yes.
And this is among 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries over 65, right? So you go through this, and probably the single most just absolutely damning piece of evidence is a direct quote from there, right? So 80% of the people in this population are vaccinated, right? So this is a big, big population. It's a big cohort. 60% of the COVID-19 hospitalizations occurred in fully vaccinated individuals in the week ending August 7th. So this is a direct quote from them. We have absolutely no question that it says 71% of COVID-19 cases are breakthroughs in the week after the Delta variant hit 90%. 60% of hospitalized cases are breakthroughs. This is the government admitting that every time Fauci or Biden or any of these scumbags get up there and tell you it's safe and effective and it's a crisis of unvaccinated, they are absolutely outright lying. There is zero question about it. It's right here. It's their paperwork. 60% of the hospitalizations occurred in fully vaccinated people.
All right, 60%. Tom, I've got one slide up right now. Maybe you could tell me, I don't know if you've got the PowerPoint that you sent me. You can tell me what PowerPoint slides to go to. Right now I'm on slide number 8. Is mRNA vaccine effectiveness against Delta breakthrough infection warning over time in 65 years and older Salas cohort? I'm on slide 8. And then it says breakthrough infection rates 5 to 6 months post-vaccination are twice as high as 3 to 4 months post-vaccination.
Yeah. So if you remember, House, quite a while ago when we talked, I said, you know, one of the things that this looks like it could be set up for is, you know, once you get this vaccine, you either keep getting it or you die. So you get it constantly for the rest of your life or you die. That was one of the concerns. This seems to, you know, and we haven't been able to confirm that yet, but this certainly makes it look that way, right?
Yes.
The farther out you get from it, the more dangerous this becomes. You know, so this is really a serious thing. But that's what that slide's showing, is that the farther out you get from getting the jab, the more dangerous it becomes. And what I haven't been able to confirm yet, but I'm guessing will show to be true, is I'm guessing it will show that you actually become more likely to get sick with COVID after you've gotten it, particularly over time. But if you scroll down to slide 12, that one's going to show you, if you look at the box there, that shows a bunch of really interesting things. So on slide 12, first of all, it openly states that the Delta variant surged over 50% hospitalization, more than doubled, right?
Yes.
Reversing the trends. Okay, it also says that 60% of hospitalization are fully vaccinated, right?
Yes.
So you want to go to the hospital, get your vaccine. Assuming that you survive it. But if you look at this, one of the things that's really important is you see how the numbers were real high at the beginning of this, right? It looks like, you know, it kind of at the spike of last flu season.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went down for the summer months. But then, you know, before we really even got back into cold and flu season, it started spiking up again.
That's when people started getting vaccinated, right, in heavy numbers?
Yeah. The more people that got vaccinated, it started going up before the cold and flu season really got going. I mean, that's pretty unusual. Why are we having that big spike? Well, it's because you got vaccinated. You know, this vaccine is interrupting the normal evolutionary cycle of this virus. You know, it typically would evolve using there's a principle, in microbiology called Mueller's ratchet. I've learned this from my doctors. That says, you know, hey, a virus is at its most dangerous when it first comes out and then becomes less dangerous but more infectious over time. Well, you know, that's normally the case. But here, because we've had mass vaccination with a non-vaccine, honestly, that's really a dangerous gene therapy, it's really interfered with that. And it looks like it's really screwing things up. Now, whether that's because the vaccinated people are catching getting reinfected through some process that we don't understand or whatever, we don't know. But what I know is the numbers don't lie. 60% of hospitalizations occurred in fully vaccinated.
Let me go back.
We see that the strength of the vaccine wanes over time.
Let me go back to the very first page. I'm on slide 10 now. Let me go back to the very first page here, guys. Okay. Effectiveness of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines against the Delta variant among 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries 65 years or older. Weekly update of September 28, 2021. Now, this has the Department of Defense logo on it. Project Salas, and then JAIC, and then this something called Humdrix. Homectric, what is all this? Tell us what this all is, and why is there a DOD seal on here?
Well, I believe, and we're working on getting the confirmation. So I got this information. I wanted to get this out immediately because I want lives to be saved.
And so who'd you call? So who'd you call first? So
and our health public
Tom.
Health people. I actually want people not to die.
Tom.
Yeah.
You wanted to get this out. So who'd you call?
You, brother.
That's right. You called Lindell TV, Frank Speech, and VCY America and WBW TV, and we're on it. We're all simulcasting on all those platforms right now.
Yes, sir, which is why I called.
Thank you.
I figure you don't listen. We want to get the word out. I got this guy I know from Tennessee that causes trouble.
He can cause trouble. So here we are. We're getting it out. This is breaking news. So back, I interrupted you. Why is there a DOD logo on here?
So DOD, my understanding is that they are using, I believe that JAIC and Project Salus are related to an AI program that they're using to analyze this stuff. And Umetrix is part of that analysis process. I haven't got all the details worked out yet, but that's my understanding right now. I'll have more on it later, but right now it's basically... Like I said, the FDA needed to monitor this. They need some way to analyze this massive amount of data coming through the FDA database, or I'm sorry, the CMS database. So, you know, what they've got is they've got AI and they've got all these different programs that are taking this data and putting it where it needs to be. And, you know, that way they can hide it and not ever show any normal people what's actually happening when they're getting a safe and effective jabs. They can just hide it and keep it for themselves. So part of the project to ensure that there's never informed consent on anything includes analyzing this behind the scenes and then, you know, basically trying to keep it out of the public hands. This is a group of people who are providing this. And if you look through, you'll see graphic adapted from CDC presentation ASAP meeting. You can see that on the next slide.
What slide? Slide two? Slide two?
If you go to page two, you'll see... Down at the bottom left, you see graphic adapted from CDC presentation ASAP meeting.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what you got to ask yourself. We just had this ASAP meeting, and they just said no booster shots, and the CDC still approved it. What the hell were they thinking?
You know, we got to dump it. We can't curse. We're on Christian radio. But, Tom, what you're saying is a whistleblower gave this to you, right?
Whistleblower sent it to me, but it was hidden in plain sight.
Okay, hold right there. We'll be right back. We're going to slap his hand with a ruler for cursing on Christian radio, and he'll come back, and we will give you more information from attorney Tom Renz. His website, Tom-Law. I don't know. I'll give it to you when I come back. right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. And again, for those watching on TV, yes, there's a little delay. That's why I sit here staring at the camera. I know we're back. I'm just waiting for the VCY America Network to catch up with us and come back too. So we are streaming, as we have now for several months, on multiple platforms, frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, WVWTV.com/live, VCY America's 58 terrestrial blowtorch stations. So we have a lot of different outlets now pushing out information. It's a very powerful way to reach millions of people, literally. And we are joined today by Tom Renz. His website is renz-law.com, R-E-N-Z, renz-law.com. We are talking about breaking news related to, we'll show the first screenshot here again, a effectiveness of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines against the Delta variant among 5.6 million Medicare beneficiaries 65 years or older. This is a weekly update for September 28th, 2021. So this is just the last few days. But notice the Department of Defense logo. So we have also at the bottom of this slide, slide two, graphic adapted from CDC presentation from an August 30th, 2021 meeting. So, Tom, this is, again, data coming from the government. It was hiding in plain sight, but we also got it from a whistleblower, you said. And this shows the government knows exactly what's going on. They're lying to us. And it does prove by their own government's documentation that people who get the vaccination, so-called vaccination, they are contracting COVID at much, much higher rates, correct?
Sure looks like it to me. By right. the way, I apologize to everybody for my language. That's my vice. I'm horrible at it.
Well,
I
love we'll pray for you about that. It'll all work out. Let's go to slide three.
A lot of penance to do on that one.
Well, I'm sorry. What's that? Would you say?
I said I got a lot of penance to do on the whole swearing thing because that is my vice.
Okay, we'll pray for you on that.
Loving Jesus, but not perfect.
All right. Well, that's we all have our things we struggle with. Let's go to slide three. Salas platform for COVID-19 analysts. What is this? What are we seeing on slide three?
Well, this is
analysis.
This is kind of giving you a breakdown of some of their study, right?
Yes.
I mean, cohort exposure. This is some of the stuff that they're looking at and how they're pulling this data in and how this is all structured, right? So you've got on one side, you got some various applications that are, you know, mapping outcomes and this and that and the other. And then it runs through the stuff that's coming in through CMS and CDC, by the way. So just in case the CDC wants to say they didn't know, you know, you see their logo slapped right there again. So this is all meshed together and pumps out some of this information about the study on the left.
Well, look at this on the left, Tom. Look at this on the left.
Yeah.
161,000 breakthrough cases. So they're admitting 161,000. By breakthrough cases, I mean people that got the COVID shot and they still got COVID, right?
Well, there's another important thing on that, right? So if you got one shot and then got COVID, or if you got both shots or the Janssen shot and then got COVID within 14 days, you're not counted. See, one of the things that they admit on the next page is that they don't consider you a breakthrough or vaccinated until 2 weeks post-second vaccination, unless you got the Janssen, then it's 2 weeks post that.
Okay, let's look at that page.
You know, that's
slide four, breakthrough case definition. New COVID-19 diagnosis by COVID-19 ICD-10 code occurring no earlier than 2 weeks post the second vaccine dose. So they don't count you as vaccinated.
This is really important.
Yeah, say that
really
again, Tom.
Important, because remember, House, in that other presentation I did?
Yeah.
We had, you know, almost 48,000 deaths within 2 weeks of getting the vaccine. So none of those 48,000 are counted as vaccine deaths, even though, you know, you got people who got the vax and then died.
Yes.
So if you 3 days later you died, you're not vaccinated, according to them. And that's how they're covering, that's part of the way they're covering this up.
Yes. Yes. Let me go back to slide three. Notice it says 33,000 breakthrough hospitalizations. So we've had 161,000 breakthrough cases. Now this is the study January through August of 21. You got 161,000 breakthrough cases, but they would not be counting you as a breakthrough case if you got sick within the first 14 days, right? Before the shot, after the shot.
So you would not be in these numbers, correct?
If you got both shots or if you only got one shot. If you got one shot, they wouldn't count you at all. And if you got both shots and then it was within the 14 days. So the number is actually higher, but they, you know, that's just what they did on that.
Yep, okay. Then look at this one. 10.4 thousand requiring ICU admissions. So they're admitting now, the government is now admitting, they've had over 10,000 people from in the first 8 months of this year, over 10,000 people who've gotten the COVID shot that have had to go into ICU.
Yep.
This is huge. This is,
well, you know, isn't it ironic that they keep telling us that it's only unvaccinated in ICU?
But this is huge. I mean, this is,
except for those 10,000 people.
This is big, big, big news. This, if we had an honest media, this would be the leading story on the news tonight.
Sure would.
And
by the way, I'm going to be asking, I'm going to get a button up on my website, and it's going to be for any attorney that wants to volunteer, or if we've got money, we'll hire you if you're good. We need more attorneys because I want to sue the Trusted News Initiative.
Oh, yeah.
In the RICO case.
Yes.
I want to go after the Trusted News Initiative, FDA, CDC, all these scumbags. It's one big corrupt organization. I'm not a RICO expert, so, you know, it's something I don't know enough about to do on my own. I need good qualified attorneys to help, but I got to tell you guys, we get the attorneys, we need to sue these people into oblivion. There is no question that this is corruption, fraud, conspiracy, all for no other reason than money and power, and it's expensive to American people. We got people dying right and left around the world on this because these scumbags just can't get enough money and power.
And you know, do you know that the Trusted News Initiative, we've talked about them a lot, the Trusted News Initiative, this is, of course, it sounds so nice, doesn't it? Like Planned Parenthood, yeah, or social justice, common good, you know. But the Trusted News Initiative is a group we've done a lot about. And what they do for the new listener is they put out the news stories that they want the American people to hear, the lies, the propaganda, the brainwashing. And through those that belong to the Trusted News Initiative, which is a lot of the big, big, big outlets, then they all filter the same story. So you're wondering, like, how do they get the same narrative going? Because they push it all through something like the Trusted News Initiative that they all belong to. And when you go back and realize who's funding it, and then also the big, big groups involved that are behind it as well, then you're going to jump in line if you want to keep getting, I believe, the advertising dollars from the different companies that are tied back to it, whether we're talking big pharma, whatever we're talking about here. You're going to play the game, you know, follow the money. But Trusted News Initiative is a bunch of radicals that funnel the same news story through all these groups, which is how they all show up in your local paper and local media from coast to coast and all carrying the same narrative. You, of course, you know that, right, don't you, Tom?
Oh, I certainly do. I mean, these scumbags, you look at what Gates and Big Pharma are doing, buying up advertising right and left with these media scumbags so that they can control them.
Yes.
You know, Gates Foundation giving grants to all these different media foundations. You know, Gates, who owns a good portion of Pfizer. There's no question what they're doing.
All right, let's go to slide.
You know, we know this, and they're complicit in wrongful death on a massive scale. This should be a $1 trillion class action.
I'm going to slide 5. COVID-19 breakthrough infection definition. COVID-19 diagnosis more than 2 weeks after second dose of mRNA vaccine or single dose of J&J vaccine with no COVID-19 code between first and second dose of. So again, they're admitting that even if you get the shot, you have to be out further than 2 weeks. And so there's a lot of people that got sick in that period who were vaccinated, but they're not counting them as vaccinated. I got that correct, right?
Yes, sir, you do.
All right. Is there any other slide we need to look at here before we let you go?
Well, I think you need to look at all of them, but I got to tell you, if you look at the box on page 7, 80% vaccinated, 71% of COVID cases occurred in fully vaccinated individuals.
Yes.
If you go down, I mean, all of this is important, but I mean, that one is huge. Slide 12. You know, 60% of the hospitalizations occurred in fully vaccinated individuals. And then if you go down to slide 15, the number of cases is 71%, 60% again. But I do think there is one more thing, House, that you guys need to look at.
Yep.
The last slide. For our brothers and sisters of color, right? If you look at this last slide, you will see blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans all have an increased risk of infection post-vaccination. So apparently this vaccine targets minorities in some way. Never thought I'd be on the same side as Louis Farrakhan, but I am.
On this one, yeah. So you're saying, is this slide 17? Is that what we're looking at?
Yep, last slide.
Okay, tell
you
me.
You go through the risk model breakthroughs, you see going down.
Oh, yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah. Disability, black.
Native American.
Yeah, one of them is black. Okay, I see black. Hispanic, I see Hispanic up at the top, more toward the top. Okay. North American Native, I see that. That's second from the top. And then you keep going down, Hispanic. Okay, then we got black, and then, so you got your minorities in there, your darker pigmentation. So, again, the point you're making is this almost looks like a eugenics program where they're deliberately harming people of color.
Sure don't look good. And if you look also, there's one other really important thing. The one thing makes you most likely to not get a breakthrough is if you already had COVID at the very bottom.
Prior COVID-19, the last one.
Which is also stated on the first full slide, slide number 2, where it says prior infection has a major protective effect against breakthrough hospitalization. There's nothing better than natural immunity, even if you're poisoning yourself with these vaccines.
Oh yeah, that's point 1, 2, 3, 4. Point four. Prior COVID-19 infection has a major of protective effect against breakthrough hospitalization. So again, this is coming from, this is government data, and even the Department of Defense logo is on here. Who are these other groups, by the way? Who are these other groups?
They're groups tied to or related to all of this. I mean, it's just a big, messy government.
So this again is proof.
Throw money at this and throw money at that. JAC is a Joint Artificial Intelligence Center from the DOD.
Ooh.
U-Metrics is software. I'm not sure. Salus is the project, I think, that brings that all together. You got several different things all brought together to come up with this. Because God knows they got to keep it as hidden as possible from the public. And this is the best way to do it, is by making it way too complicated to get for any normal person.
Wow. So we know now that everything we've been saying with all of our frontline doctors, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry, all the 5Ds and the rest of them, that everything we've been saying is true, and the government knows it. While they classify us as potential terrorist, domestic terrorist, and a threat to society for saying the things we're saying.
Hey, bring it, guys. You guys want to call us names? You want to come after us? We'll see you in court. I look forward to discovery. I look forward to getting the real data. And I assure you, as that discovery comes in, we're going to share it with the entire universe. And we'll see how the American people feel once they all realize how badly you've been lying to them and killing them.
Absolutely. All right, we'll get this as a standalone and up as fast as we can. Folks, you should all grab it when we do at WVW.TV.com, WVWTV.com. We'll get this out and posted as quick as we can. We'll also get over at Frank's speech. This is very, very important information. Again, the government is now, through this document that Tom found, is admitting what we've been saying. RENZ-law.com, RENZ, R-E-N-Z, RENZ-law.com. Thank you, Tom. You're a great American and a hero. Thank you for bringing this to us.
Thank you. As prepared.
back. Glad you are with us. Brandon House here, Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com.
Tom will be back with us tonight at 7 Central on TV to give us another update on this. We will also be joined tonight at around the 7:40 mark by the Lieutenant Colonel, whose audio we played earlier this week and video for TV, saying he wanted accountability with his military leaders in regard to Afghanistan. As you know, they have thrown him in the brig. His mother and father will join me tonight live around the 7:40 p.m. Central time slot tonight at wvwtv.com/live, at frankspeech.com, lindelltv.com, broadcasting on all those platforms. Last night I had on, I'm going to have Andy Woods here on in just a minute. Last night I had on for 90 minutes, close to 90 minutes, I had on Roger Stone on this book. What an interview. The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. You guys can see I have it all flagged up. Fascinating book. Yes, LBJ, I think, was behind killing him, along with the CIA, along with the mafia. And I would even say that some of the Dallas leadership, police department leadership, had a role to play, as well as the head of the Secret Service. He goes into an amazing amount of detail in this 400-and-some-odd page book. That will be available this afternoon at wvwtv.com, wvwtv.com. We're going to get it at Frank's Speech as well. We're going to chop it up into pieces and put out on social media. This shows you that the deep state has been around a long time. They've been around a long time, my friends. And there's a lot of comparisons between JFK and what he went through and what Donald Trump went through. And Roger Stone went into that last night. Fascinating, fascinating historic interview. We had some huge rating numbers last night. We have ways to know. We have our ways. We can tell. And we had huge numbers last night. Obviously, people are very interested in that topic. And many of you are already asking for where they can go see it if they missed it or see it again. We'll get it at WVWTV, on my TV page, WVWTV.com, and over at frankspeech.com as quick as we can. Joining me now is Andy Woods. Andy, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Good to be here with you today on this, I guess it's the first day in October, isn't it?
It's hard to believe. I don't know where the time is going.
Well, I had my 55th birthday last month, so I'm a year older.
Yeah. Well, you're how old?
I'm 55.
Are you really? Wow, you don't look a day over 60. I'm just messing with you. I'm actually stalling so I can send an email over to Logan, make sure our volume sounds good. Someone was saying, Justin, they were having a hard time hearing our guests, but that's so let me know about that. I don't know if that's on radio side or TV side. Let's see. I also need to grab your PowerPoint slides here, Mr. Woods. All right, here we go.
Yep.
Let's do a Middle East, not a Middle East. Let's do a prophecy update, with Dr. Woods. His website, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. So let's talk about Europe Rising. What do you think about that? I've been talking in my book, The Coming Religious Reich, particularly that book about a Eurocentric world government, You agree with that? We're going to see a Eurocentric world government?
Well, I mean, absolutely. You know, when you study Revelation 17, you know, you'll see two images there. The woman rides the beast, and the woman, you know, we believe is the city of Babylon, who's destined to play a role in the end times. But there's another entity there, you know, the beast that's described in Daniel 7 with the 10 horns, and the same beast described in Daniel 2 with the 10 toes. And so that part of the image is, you know, the New World Order rising out of the cultural inheritance of ancient Rome. And so that's why stories in the news concerning the EU and the progress that's being made there, you know, are prophetically significant.
Hmm. All right, so let's go to the PowerPoint.
In this particular story, you know, it talks about how Macron, you know, France is raising the prospect of an EU army. So, you know, when you look at how the EU, which used to be called the European Economic Community, and it used to be called the European Common Market, when you look at how it rose, it was all done under the guise of free trade agreements.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they didn't tell you that, oops, we're going to erase the borders between the European states. Whoops, we're going to have a common currency. And whoops, here's the last phase of it. We're going to have a standing EU army.
Well, let's go to the screenshot. Let's show them that.
Are very prophetically significant.
We're going to show you the screenshot of this. Macron raises prospect of European Union army as France signs new defense pact with Greece. I mean, this is a big deal. French President Macron raised the prospect of a European army today as he signed a new defense deal with Greece worth about $2.5 billion. This is a really big deal.
Yeah, so you have Macron, and then you have this deal with Greece. And the most interesting part of it to me is the, you know, I don't know how open they've been in the past about a standing army. You know, not an army for Greece, not an army for France, but an army for this European Union. But this is part of what is called the Monnet method. You know, it goes back to Jean Monnet, who was really the architect of the European Union.
And by the way, I have, if you go get my book, The Coming Religious Reich, I go through what I think were his, correct me if I'm wrong off the top of my head, it's been a few years since I've talked about it. I think it was like a 5-step plan for him, wasn't it?
Yes. And basically, to make a long story short, what he said was you have to lie. So just tell these tiny European states that it's just free trade, and they're going to wake up one day and find that their court system has been supplanted because you have a transnational court system, that their, you know, governments are nothing more than debating societies, because who's really going to be calling the shots is Brussels. And their individual standing armies won't have any impact, because we're going to have an umbrella army and an umbrella currency. And, you know, this was the whole point. You know, the Brits got sick of it for a while and did Brexit, which was wonderful. But it's kind of too little too late,
mm-hmm.
because Europe is rising. And I don't think that should surprise us. You find it in Daniel 2, Daniel 7, and you find it as the woman, you know, is riding the beast with 10 horns in Revelation 17, verse 3.
All right, let's go to the PowerPoint slide, prophecy update, Europe rising. We just covered that one. Now let's, of course, he's discussing there Daniel 2, Daniel 7. These are the images you're seeing, the statue and stone. So this is, again, what he was just making reference to. We can go back again to Daniel, the chronology of major empires in Daniel that have came and went in the order, Babylon, Medo-Persian, Greece, Rome, all going in the order that we see as the Bible predicted. And of course, between Daniel chapter 2, you have the head of gold, the chest of arms, the belly and bronze thighs, and then the iron legs and the feet of clay. In Daniel 2, the vision of Nebuchadnezzar. And then, of course, we see this also in chapter 7 and chapter 8, right?
Yeah, you see it really primarily in chapter, 7. Chapter 2, you know, people will remember that it was Nebuchadnezzar that originally saw that vision. So in chapter 2, it's a beautiful statue as these various powers are articulated, because the Gentiles are doing the trampling. You know, Nebuchadnezzar was a Gentile. But then in chapter 7, you see the exact same content, but it's described through four grotesque beasts. And that's, Daniel saw that one.
Let's go to that slide, Logan.
That's the Jewish perspective, because Israel is being trampled down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of, whose perspective the dream comes to.
Mm-hmm.
But, as I've heard you say, and in your books, I've heard you say this quite frequently, first Satan gets his kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, God will get his kingdom. That's the stone cut without human hands, and so that shatters everything at the end. But the timing is very important, because, we're living literally in between the, I would say, the shins and the ankles in Daniel 2, And what's rising is the Antichrist system. God's kingdom is not rising right now. The Antichrist kingdom is rising.
Which is really interesting,
you know,
only
to be overthrown one day.
Which is really interesting for all those all millennials that were telling us, you know, that we're crazy. And I get books in the mail from some of the silliest people trashing dispensationalism and our eschatology. But ours is the one that's right on course. I don't see their eschatology of the kingdom of God being built on earth, but that's what they think they're building, and they ridicule us, and again, these very, very, very silly people, and that's a very nice word to use. These very silly people send me their books and trash, going after the heresy of dispensation. They call us heretics. Yet everything we believe is in the Bible, and it's actually now being borne out in the world for everyone to see, but they literally are on YouTube and other places calling you and I heretics.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunately true. You know, they're culting dispensationalism. They want it to be linked with a cultic, you know, belief system. But, you know, as we've talked about many times on your program, I mean, a dispensationalist is someone that's committed to interpreting the whole Bible literally, you know, whenever possible. And when you do that, you see very fast that there's an order in which these kingdoms arise relative to God's kingdom. And you have to have the order down, because if you don't have the order down, you're going to spend your life, you know, trying to be a kingdom builder. Mm-hmm. Or going to a church, you know, with a vision statement where they talk about we're bringing in the kingdom and we're building the kingdom. And the truth of the matter is, if you're a kingdom builder, you're building Satan's kingdom, because the basic chronological reading of it is Satan's kingdom comes first and God's kingdom comes after that. And we're not building the kingdom right now. It's Jesus and Jesus alone, premillennialism, who will come back first at the end of the tribulation period and then usher in his kingdom. So it saves you, dispensationalism saves you from wasting your time on a lot of projects that are futile and actually dangerous.
Yeah, we're not in the kingdom age. We're in the church age. So if you want to build something, build the church. And the word church comes from ecclesia, called out ones. So God adds to the church, we see in the Bible, God was adding to the church daily as people were being saved. So if you want to build the church, preach the gospel, and we'll add to the church daily as people are being saved. God will. The duty is ours. The results belong to God. So work on building the church through the gospel, not the kingdom. Correct, Dr. Woods?
Yeah, and that's, of course, what Christ said once the kingdom offer was rejected by first century Israel. In Matthew 16, verse 18, he describes the interim age while the kingdom is in postponement, not cancellation, but postponement. And he says very clearly there, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. So the great project of God in the present age is not altering the structures of society. It's bringing men and women to faith alone, in Christ alone, and they become a member of the body of Christ. And that's what God is building. So I completely concur with you. You know, cooperate with that project. Don't get involved with a project that only Jesus can do when he returns in terms of the kingdom.
All right, let's go back to our slide here. So we have Europe rising. Now we have the religion of the New World Order. So we come back, we'll tackle that. We won't take calls today, so we can tackle this. we'll just keep moving through this. We'll go to this graphic here. I'm not sure what the one graphic means. Oh, I don't know what that is. That's the woman riding the beast. So we're going to talk about the religion of the New World Order when we come back. My guest, Dr. Andy Woods, his website, andywoodsministries.org. He's about to be in Duluth, Minnesota, speaking at Duluth Bible Church, I think. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Radio.com tonight, TV, 7 p.m. Central. Actually, I'll be back on TV tonight, 6 p.m. Central. 6 p.m. Central for the Lindell Report. I'll be sitting in for him. I'm normally his co-host. Tonight, I'll sit in. I may be having Alan Dershowitz on. I'm working on that related to a big, big, big lawsuit. So I'll be discussing that in the 6 to 7 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock hour, we'll be joined again by Tom Renz for an update. At about the 7:40 Central time slot tonight, I'll be joined by the mother and father of the lieutenant colonel they've thrown in the brig for simply questioning and wanting to, you know, hear from our military some accountability related to Afghanistan and the many men that were killed and or maimed fighting that war. He just simply asked questions. And now if you ask questions, you get thrown in the brig. This is, again, a move to intimidate the military. It is to warn any other people you go along with this revolution or it's over for you. And we now see that I guess they're going to put somebody into banking that's praising the Soviet system. They're now trying to put in charge of the Bureau of Land Management someone who is an eco-terrorist, I believe. Tom DeWeese will get with us next week on that. So there's, I mean, you look at who they're putting into power and what they're doing. This is a Marxist revolution, and they're going after their enemies. And, of course, who's helping them is the media. Why it's so important we're here is because we are one of the few sources that is actually telling you what's happening and giving you the reason, logic, and context. We're also giving you the biblical context, and that's why Dr. Woods joins me today of AndyWoodsMinistries.org. We're going to have to hurry along. We looked at Europe Rising. Now we're looking at the religion of the New World Order. By the way, we now have the governor of New York. What is she out saying? We talk about the religion of the New World Order. These guys are constantly trying to redefine Christianity. We got the Council on Foreign Relations working with the National Association of Evangelicals. We got the Council on Foreign Relations, you know, doing events with Ed Stetzer, the Southern Baptist Convention, and his other background, Christianity Today. So we see the globalists grabbing in the neo-evangelicals trying to hijack this as a religious Trojan horse, which is what exactly I wrote my book, Religious Trojan Horse, The Coming Religious Reich, and then Marxianity, because they are going to use religion. So there is a religion of this new order. Tell me what the governor of New York is saying that fits with this, please.
Yeah, you know, of course, if the woman, you know, a Babylonian city and a religion coming from that city is going to ride the beast, they've got to get rid of something they've been talking about for a long time, which is the separation between church and state. By the way, words that aren't found in the First Amendment, but they've used that to get conservative evangelicalism out of the public square, but nature abhors a vacuum. And what you discover is their intention was never to eliminate religion from the public square. It's to bring in their religion. So now we have this article, and I hope people will go onto YouTube and watch this. It spans about 3 minutes, her making this speech. But the title of the article is Far Left Governor Kathy Hochul from a church pulpit, and she says smart people are the ones that are vaccinated.
Here, we have a graphic of this. Look at this. There it is right there.
Yeah, and the people that are vaccinated must be her apostles to evangelize those who are unvaccinated. And she says those who are unvaccinated aren't listening to God. And so she's giving a sermon dressed with all sorts of biblical terminology, apostles, listening to God, evangelism, but she's reshaping it so that it promotes the progressive agenda. So there it is. We eventually said that the Babylonian city and religion must dominate the beast, and I think, you know, when you see things like this, it shows you that we're sort of late in the game as far as that's concerned.
Look at what she said. We go back to the screen. Speaking about the trials of the pandemic to the Christian Cultural Center, she told listeners that she, quote, prayed a lot to God during this time. And you know what? God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, he made them come up with a vaccine.
Yeah. Doesn't this kind of sound like some of our so-called conservative evangelicals, you know, Franklin Graham and Robert Jeffress, who might be right on other things, but boy, they sure are using the God talk, you know, to make it sound like this vaccine is some sort of miraculous cure from God himself.
Yes.
And they're playing the religion card, you know, to bring in these, you know, vaccination passports and all of these things that the progressive left wants to do.
Let's go back to our slides. So we've looked at today Europe rising, religion, and the New World Order. Now we're going to domestic totalitarianism. Let's talk about that. Domestic totalitarianism. Here's breaking. New York governor says she will deploy medically trained National Guard troops to replace unvaccinated healthcare workers in hospitals who will be fired tonight. And that happened the other day. We reported that it was coming, and now it has happened. And so, again, this goes with our theme, domestic totalitarianism.
Yeah, well, of course, there's a lot of people, and I've got several in our church that are now being coerced to choose between the, you know, the job or the jab. Many of them are making the choice that they don't want the jab. And so out the window goes the job. So how do you replace all these people? Well, according to this article, you just bring in the military, and they're the sudden replacements for all of our, vacated medical workers. And, you know, this is not happening in some communist country. I mean, it's happening right here in the good old-fashioned United States of America.
Yeah, we have to move quickly. That fits right with our next slide, Revelation 13, 16 through 18, talking about eventually what's coming. We're not saying this is the mark of the beast. It's laying the foundation for it, though. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark, the number of his name, which brings us to international totalitarianism. So we go from domestic to international. Daniel 7:23, the system, the kingdom of Antichrist, will devour the whole earth and tread it down and crush it. So we're going to go from domestic totalitarianism to international. But first you have to destroy the national, the domestic, yeah, to go to international, correct?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And if you want to see the trajectory that we're moving on, you just look at Canada, you know, where apparently Pastor Arthur Pawlowski...
He was on my show this week.
Oh, he was on your show. Okay, so you're far up, more up to speed than I am. But yep, he was arrested.
Here's
I guess
a picture
now
of
he's out on bail, if I've got that right.
Yes, he is.
You've got the whole situation in Australia where police are now engaging in violent acts to mandate COVID restrictions. There's actually things posted by the Gateway Pundit.
Here's a slide.
Where you can go online and see these mm-hmm. police officers, you know, choking people.
Yep.
And these are people, of course, that have never had a problem or any run-in with the law their whole lives. But now with this COVID scenario, you know, they've basically become, basically common criminals. And I will add this. I hate to state the obvious here, but the Australians gave up something a long time ago, which has paved the way for this totalitarianism. They gave up the right to keep and bear arms.
Absolutely. Let me leave you with some hope, folks. Titus 2:3, looking for the blessed hope, the returning of Christ. My guest, Dr. Woods. Talk to you tonight. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.